You're listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast, hosted by Joe Hunter on the Sound of Life at soundoflife.org.
10-year-old boy goes into the ice cream store on a busy day. How much is a sundae? He asks. The woman behind the counter says $4.50. So the boy pulls out a few dollars and lots of coins, lays them out across the counter. He's counting them, and then he says, "Well, never mind. How much for two scoops of vanilla ice cream?" Now, the line was getting longer, and the woman behind the counter was getting impatient. And she said, "That'll be $2.75. So the 10-year-old again counted his coins and said, "Okay, I'll have one cup with two scoops of vanilla." She handed him the ice cream. He paid the exact amount. She put it in the register and quickly moved on to the next customer. She had the opportunity to look down at the counter and saw the boy's receipt sitting there. She got emotional when she saw what was lying next to the receipt. It was an additional $1.75. You see, he left a tip for her. The boy had enough for the sundae, but he ordered two scoops so that he could leave a tip. Wow. Remember, there's no such thing as a small act of kindness.
Waking up with a cup of Joe.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Rise and shine.
The Sound of Life.
Anything good really happened to you lately? Something like that? Let me know on the hotline. I always love hearing from you. This morning, Alex, you're in that category. You have something good happen lately?
Yes. I have a new grandbaby. Praise God. My mother-in-law just turned 79. We had a wonderful birthday. She has so many great grandchildren, and they asked me to pray over the meal. And I pray, thank God, for her immigration here to this country from Jamaica, for which she has, I forgot the number. I want to say it's like 14 great grandkids.
Wow. Pretty cool.
Yeah. Praise God. Yeah.
A great way to start your day.
Go ahead. Make my day.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show. The Sound of Life.
Lee Belinsky is his name. He was a blind man who would sit at the corner every day to sell donuts and cake that he made. As he waited, shivering, some local thieves would secretly sneak up to the tray and grab a donut and run away till basically the tray was empty, and Lee would go home almost every day penniless. Well, one day all that changed when a man named Zev Muscat heard about what was happening and decided to approach the blind elderly man. After some casual conversation, Zev paid him for a piece of cake and walked home. The next morning, Zev was at the street corner bright and early before any of those thieves had a chance to get there. He told Lee he had enjoyed the cake so much that he wanted to buy the entire tray. And Zev took all the bakery items that he bought and distributed them to the poor people throughout the city. Now, this routine repeated itself day after day, week after week, and one of the people who watched this incredible act of kindness asked him, "Why don't you just send the money every week instead?" And Zev responded, "You know, it's difficult enough that the man can't see. Do I have to take away the rest of his joy of living?" Zev continued to do this until one day the elderly man was no longer there. He had passed away the night before. Certain that he was a successful businessman and not just another beggar. You see, when we empower others, we give them a sense of purpose and fulfillment, and we help them achieve their true potential.
A great way to start your day. The Cup of Joe Morning Show.
Look, I'm a frequent coffee drinker. I'm part of the club. I have a card.
The Sound of Life.
So I woke up this morning, and I was like, wow, that was a good night's sleep. And I thought, we made it. We made it through the thunderstorms. They were supposed to be coming in late at night. I didn't flinch or nothing, didn't. I thought for sure I might, you know. And then I immediately thought about people waking up in not so good of conditions. I did. So right now, let's pray for the Christians. We pray, Lord, that they will remain faithful and withstand threats under daily oppression where they live in Iraq. Amen. Thank you very much.
Reaching the heart of the Northeast, the Sound of Life.
Fastest growing sport in the United States. Not basketball anymore, but it is a combination of tennis and badminton and ping pong. enjoyed by players of all ages. Watch out for grandma with the knee pads. That's all they say. And invite some friends over. Visit your nearest court and discover what makes this pastime so popular on National Pickleball Day. Yes, indeedy. I figured it must have started in New York City. It blossomed, of course, in popularity during the pandemic. It's most popular now in Naples, Florida, which kind of makes sense. It drives some residents nuts, I guess, because they play all night long. I don't know. But I found out the history of pickleball. Who would have believed you go to the Northwest United States? 1965. Here we go.
Well, once upon a time, there were some people that lived on a beach on Bainbridge Island, and an active bunch of people. My neighbor and good friend, Joe Pritchard, we worked together in the envelope business. There were four families that were there every weekend. The Browns, the McCallums, the Pritchards, and the Bells. It was a typical bad weather day on this beach, you know, rainy and wet. And so kids were driving the adults crazy. So Joe said, take this paddle and this ball and go up to the badminton court and hit it around.
I'm David McCallum, Barney McCallum's son. And I remember back in the early years of pickleball, Bill Bell and Joe came back from playing golf one day and the kids were moping around, not doing anything. So Joe and Bill got fired up and went out back to the old badminton court, had some wooden paddles and a plastic baseball that was hanging around. So Bill and Joe started messing around with the paddles and the ball and inventing this game. They just wanted to show these kids how to keep busy.
Isn't that amazing story? Now you must wonder, well, where did the name pickleball come from? I'm going with the idea that they named the game after Mr. Pritchard's dog. That's what I'm going
with. Well, okay.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter.
Oh, you're a smooth talker. You are.
The Sound of Life.
I don't know if you got an opportunity to see the business guy, Charles Payne, on television when he was talking about taking a risk. You know, he does financial stuff. Now he's talking about risk taking and everything. And he took his glasses off one day. And he changed the whole pace with this story of his grandparents, how they risked everything so they could have land for a farm in 1951 in Alabama. Charles Payne said they were a black family that saved up everything. I got to share some of this with you because it is so powerful for anyone out there that thinks buying Amazon is a great risk. They gave everything they have for that property. Amazing, isn't it? Personal property and crops is what they bought. One red horse mule named Red, one mule named Jack, one two-horse wagon, one hay mower, hay press, 9 head of mixed cattle, a sell hog, some wagons and mowers and presses. He was getting emotional thinking about it. He said, my grandparents gave everything, everything. They worked their butts off for years. They gave it all for 60 acres to have their own. That's a risk, folks. That's a risk. I'm so grateful. And then his family split up when he was a child, and he decided to call his father last Father's Day. And initially, his father sounded bitter. A lot of water had gone under the bridge. Time we could never get back. I only recently learned of how his harsh upbringing and protecting the country in Vietnam had changed him. So I wanted to reach out. I wanted him to know I did appreciate the blessed life he provided us. That call achieved more than he could have hoped. And it was just in time. Charles Payne said, we ended the conversation on a high note. I could feel he was happy to know I loved him, and I felt the same. Hanging up the phone with tears in my eyes, I hoped it would be the beginning of a new direction. My father died 2 weeks
later.
You've been listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast on the Sound of Life, the Hudson Valley's 100% listener-funded Christian radio station. For more information on upcoming events, contests, to ask for prayer, and to become a member of the Sound of Life family by supporting the station, visit us at soundoflife.org.